taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Hello, and welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, we're going to be talking about living your dreams and why seeing your dreams as if they already exist fully realize is so important for us and others too. When we live our dreams, something extraordinary begins to happen. Hearts are touched, lives changed, the universe responds. And this isn't just pie-in-the-sky thinking. It's based on the reality of what many people have experienced. The good news is that we don't need to be extraordinary to live our dreams. We just need a few pointers, and this is what today's show is all about, pointing us in the direction of living our dreams. For those of you who may be listening for the first time and may be new to Living in Tune, I am the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, which this show is all about. To introduce you to Resonance Repatterning, let's look at the basics. Everything is energy or vibrating frequencies. Every thought and feeling you have, every word you speak, and every organ and tissue of your body. Your frequencies are either in sync with each other, which gives you energy, or they're out of sync with each other, which depletes your energy. Resonance repatterning identifies and transforms your out-of-sync frequencies that hold you back in difficulties and problems. When your frequencies are in sync, you have a natural flow of life energy within yourself and in your life. What's wonderful about resonance repatterning is that it offers you a simple yet profound system for transforming the unconscious patterns you resonate with that are creating your out-of-sync frequencies. Once you become aware of your frequency pattern, it's easy to transform your resonance with them through self-healing modalities from sound, color and light, movement, energy contacts, and breath. Once you resonate with life-giving patterns, that's when people feel their whole life turning around. We're wired for success and natural self-healing every step of the way. The beauty of resonance repatterning is that in one or two of the basic seminars, you can quickly learn how to give yourself sessions and how to give sessions to family members and friends. For those of you who want to do resonance repatterning professionally, we have a complete program leading to certification. So if you haven't already received a resonance repatterning session, that's a great place to begin so you can experience for yourself how a session makes you feel. Often people say after their first session that they're absolutely blown away by what comes up for them and what they realize and understand. So look at our resonancerepatterning.net website for a list of teacher schedules and links to certified practitioners in your area. And starting this July, I'll be teaching the complete resonance repatterning program, all 10 seminars plus practitioner mastery seminars, in 6 intensives over a 15-month period. This program is open to anyone who is committed to their own growth, learning, and self-healing, or who wants to help others in their growth and self-healing. You're welcome to start with the first few seminars to check it out, or you can sign up for the whole program, whatever works best for you. And if you're interested in the potential of humankind for extraordinary change, if you want to learn a system that integrates spirit, mind, emotions, and body, you're welcome to check our resonancerepatterning.net website. And of course, if you have questions about my diploma training program, please feel free to call Ardis Osborne at 480-481-9023, and she'll be happy to talk with you and answer any questions you may have. So here we are on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, and I always talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning, and after sharing the theme of the week, I'll be doing a special Living Your Dream repatterning for the person who calls in during the first break who has a dream that you want to resonate with. So you're welcome to call in for that session if you would like to have it. So now let's look at the theme of our week, Living Your Dream. And I'm going to start with a story, a true story. Bert Munro is an old guy, maybe in his 60s, perhaps older. He has heart trouble, prostate trouble, hearing problems. lives in on a small pension in his garage with his Indian motorcycle and his dream, which is to go from New Zealand, where he lives, to the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah to compete in what is known as Speed Week. For 25 years, Bert has tinkered on his old Indian motorcycle, getting it to go faster and faster, cutting the treads off the tires with his neighbor's carving knife, filling in the cracks in the tires with black shoe polish, welding this and that together. Bert is a maverick. There is nothing conventional about this man, who urinates on his lemon tree each day because he doesn't like to waste the best fertilizer in the world. He doesn't care what his suburban neighbors think. He is who he is, and he has a dream that he knows will come true. Month by month, he has saved from his retirement check for the journey to the USA. Now he has only 5 days left before a small boat leaves for Los Angeles, and he still needs $2,000. His friends think he's crazy, that he'll never get to Utah, and if he does, he certainly won't break a record on his old motorbike. Only the little boy next door believes he can do it. Somehow or another, Bert, in this true story, gets the money, gifts from his friends, from a gang of motorcyclists, and a loan from the bank with his so-called house as collateral. Bert gets a free passage to Los Angeles, working as the ship's cook. Arriving in L.A., his problems begin. "Why are you here?" the customs officer asks him. "To set a world record on my motorcycle," he responds. One look brands the old man as suspicious. He's questioned by other officers until one of them recognizes him as the Bert Monroe on a motorbike magazine cover he happened to have seen. The amazed customs official stamps his passport, and Bert moves on to his next adventure. At every step of the way, his innocence, his genuineness, his directness, and his dream win people over. Their outer shell begins to crack, they soften, and they want to help him. Driving a $200 rattle-trap car with a trailer behind carrying his Indian motorcycle, he is on his way to the Bonneville Salt Flats. And then in the middle of the desert, the trailer tire drops off, and his motorbike is lying in the bush. After some time, a truck stops, and a Native American gets out to help him. Now, when you have a dream, a vision, an intention, synchronous events can be expected. Bert Monroe is sensitive to these signs that confirm his dream and tell him he's on the right track, whether it's the bank manager's receptionist, whose last name is Springfield, the place where the Indian motorbikes are made, or whether it's alone in the desert when the trailer tire bursts and he's helped by a full-blooded American Indian, or the gold luck charm his Indian friend gives him. Finally, Bert makes it to the Bonneville Salt Flats, only to be told that he hasn't registered, so he can't enter his bike. Friends he has made try to help him. They try to get the authorities to bend the rules. Besides the rules, the authorities are also worried. His bike is 25 years old. It's been welded together out of bits and pieces. It has no brakes. He has no parachute. And if he gets killed, they'll have problems. Finally, they agree to let him have a trial ride with two cars following behind him to make sure he doesn't fall off. They think that 75 miles per hour will be the limit of this ancient Indian motorbike, which could only do 50 miles per hour when it was brand new more than two decades earlier. Bert starts off across the salt flats, his bike weaving from side to side until he manages to straighten it out. The cars follow behind, his new friends laughing and disbelieving. Who is this man? Gradually, Bert goes faster and faster, and to their amazement, hits 150 miles per hour. But at this point, his bike begins to wobble dangerously, and the only way he can stabilize it at that high speed is to stand up, dangerous to say the least. With doubts and misgivings, the authorities finally agree to let him ride. The old geezer has come all this way from New Zealand, and he's dreamed of this moment for 25 years. The rules get bent. The big day arrives. Popping his angina pills, kissing his Indian charm, he is pushed off from the starting line by his friends. Bert wobbles from side to side and then once more manages to straighten out. Everyone is laughing, amazed. His dream lifts people's hearts. The man in the booth begins to call out the bike's speed as Bert passes the checkpoint. 100 miles an hour, 150, 175. Everyone is listening in disbelief. How is it possible? 180 miles per hour, 190. Bert's leg is burning from the smoking exhaust pipe. He stands up to stabilize the bike. His goggles are blown off his head, and he's blinded by the wind. Back in the booth, the man becomes speechless. He can't even call out Bert's speed. He tries, but no sound comes out of his mouth. Finally, he says, 201 miles per hour. Everyone is laughing, hugging each other, and jumping for joy. At 201 miles per hour, Bert broke the world record for the Indian motorcycle. At the end of the movie, we're told that Bert Munro returned 9 more times to the Utah Salt Flats, always testing himself to go even faster, and one of his records still stands unbroken to this day. So here is a man who lives his dream. As he tells the young boy, the child of his next-door neighbor, the reward is in the doing of it. And a great quote he loves from Roosevelt, that the credit belongs to the one who is in the arena. Life of Bert Munro is about being in the arena, doing it, living his dream, no matter what. After his first angina attack, the hospital doctor tells him that his motorcycling days are over. Bert has no intention of taking this advice. Life is about living your dream. As he tells the small boy, if you don't follow through in your dream, you might as well be a cabbage. Well, we might think to ourselves, Bert was gifted. He had a talent. He's different. A dream is a dream, no matter who you are. For instance, a young Jamaican man had a dream to run in the Olympics, but in the trials, another runner tripped and fell, bringing him and yet another runner down with him. So in spite of the young man's incredible speed, he fell and was disqualified. Seeing a photo of his father, a gold medalist sprinter in his time, standing next to a white man, he asked the chairman of the Jamaican Olympic Committee who this white man is. The chairman tells him he was a 2-time gold medalist, bobsledder, who lost his medals because he cheated in the Olympics. He had weighted his sled to make it go faster. He adds that he had a strange theory that the best bobsledders were sprinters, but he never had a chance to test his theory. This is all the young Jamaican needs. Somehow or another, he gathers a team of 3 other Jamaicans and persuades the out-of-shape former gold medalist who had given up on life to be their coach. They have 3 months before the Winter Olympics in Canada. None of them has ever seen snow. None of them had ever been on a bobsled, let alone faced the danger of that roller coaster ride on a track made of ice. Somehow they get the money together. Somehow they practice with an old 4-wheeled cart surrounded by the blue tropical seas of Jamaica. And they land in Toronto with their bright Jamaican clothes to be met by minus 25 degree weather. They don't even have a sled, but someone who owes something to their coach manages to lend them an old one, which they call cool runnings, meaning peace beyond the journey. But here they are, the laughingstock of the Germans and the Swiss in their expensive and brilliantly colored cutting-edge machines, the laughingstock of the media, who photograph them trying to catch up with their runaway sled in a practice session because they've never run on ice before. Once more, obstacle after obstacle. So after this short break, I'll come back and finish this story before we go into our session.
It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and March of Dimes has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes programs, and we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
And here we are. I think we've got one caller, have we?
Yes.
Wonderful. And your name?
This is Artis.
Oh, Artis. Well, what a treat.
Yes, me too.
That's terrific. Artis, before I begin your session, which is great, I'm thrilled that you're having it, let me just finish talking a little bit more about the dream, and so you just stay on the air, and I'll come to you in a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, fabulous. So anyway, we have this wonderful Jamaican team, and they finally managed to get through all their obstacles, and they complete the trials in 59 seconds, which is unheard of. And then in the actual Olympics, they looks like they're going to get a gold medal or one of the three medals because they have an almost perfect run. And just before the end, a screw comes loose in their old bobsled, and they crash at tremendously high speed. But they end in the silence of the crowd carrying their bobsled over the finish line, and then everybody begins to clap in unison, honoring them and the power of their dream. So when we dare to dream and dare to live our dream in action, no matter what the outcome in terms of success or failure, it moves the heart. It opens the hearts of others. Strangers hug and are filled with joy. And for that peak moment, live with the knowledge that we are all one, that there is no separation. It's this opening of the heart to our innate oneness that we're all seeking. And what we need to realize is the dream is ready to emerge. It's something that George Leonard says, told us in his wonderful book, The Pulse of Life. He said, I learned Aikido from a teacher who operates from the premise that the perfect move, the perfect throw, already exists. And George says, sometimes I have my own students hold the vision or the feeling of a certain throw in their minds and then practice it over and over again for an hour until they're drenched with sweat and barely able to move. Too tired to try any longer, some of them undergo a kind of transformation. It's as if you could see their hesitancy and self-consciousness peeling off like an old dead skin, and something radiant and newly energized emerges. For a while, the extraordinary becomes commonplace, and relatively inexperienced students perform like masters. Now, there's a secret to this whole thing of the dream emerging like this. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was Mr. Universe 5 times, said, as long as the mind can envision the fact that you can do something, you can do it. As long as you really believe 100%. He said that lifting weights must be done mentally before it can be done physically. He says when weightlifters are standing in front of the bar, they must, in their minds, lift it in order then to lift it physically. If they have 1% doubt, they can't do it. And at one point in the film, Cool Runnings, the young Jamaican sprinter asks his bobsled coach why he cheated at the Olympics. He tells him, I made winning my whole life. When that's your life, you have to keep winning no matter what. If you're not good enough without your medals, you'll never be good enough with them. And the young sprinter asks him, how will I know that I'm enough? His coach tells him, when you cross the finish line, you'll know. And, of course, as they carry their broken sled across the finish line, they know they're enough. So, again, it's what we learn is that living our dream is what's important. It's not the success or failure. It's knowing that we're enough and living our dream is enough, and success or failure, it takes its own place. As Burt Munro says, it's about being in the arena. The reward is in the doing of it. Living your dream is about being more than a cabbage. I just love that quote. So anyway, in the download transcript, you'll have much more information, and I go through the 7 steps involved with living your dream and give you a little few more wonderful stories illustrating this. But I think you've got the basic idea, and the inspiration of this program is about find out what your dream is and then live it. And, of course, in terms of resonance repatterning, we have to find out what is the structure of the old pattern that stop us from finding out our dream and living our dream. And we're going to do a session with Ardis right now. Are you there, Ardis?
I am here.
Wonderful. So, Ardis...
Good story, by the way.
What?
That was a great story.
What? It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, they're just, it's so inspiring that when you hear these stories about real human beings who are doing it. So, Ardis, tell us a little bit about you and resonance repatterning.
Well, I'm a teacher of resonance repatterning. I have been teaching since 1995, one of your first teachers.
That's right.
And I also have the pleasure of training teachers, new teachers moving up through the ranks, so to speak.
Fantastic. So, Ardis, it really represents what we're talking about in resonance repatterning, that our whole life is a process of constant change. It's the journey where we can find out what we resonate with, what we don't resonate with, and keep moving forward in our growth. So it's not about the arrival. I do sessions on myself constantly. Whenever issues come up, whenever I can see that I'm getting off track, I can bring myself back on track again. And this is what we live in resonance repatterning, which is continued growth, continued learning. So, Ardis, I'm thrilled that you're having this Living Your Dream repatterning.
Well, thank you. I felt like I needed something to get me off my dime at the moment.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good. So, you give me permission to muscle check for you?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Ardis, what is your dream or your dreams? Something that you want to achieve in the next 5 years?
Well, there's a couple different things. Maybe you could check which one we need to focus on.
Yeah.
One is that I've always dreamed of writing a wonderful, heart-wrenching book that would be made into a film.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that. I've come from the film industry in the past, and I'd love to do a wonderful book and turn it into a wonderful film.
Mm-hmm.
That's one dream.
Mm-hmm.
And another is to have a wonderful, loving, intimate relationship
mm-hmm.
with a fantastic partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just writing this down. Wonderful partner. All right. And you, there's anything else that you need to list here? There is something else.
Well, I've always enjoyed singing.
Mm-hmm.
So one dream was to refine my voice through lessons and, you know, maybe do a CD, or I don't know that I need to perform so much as I just would like to sing for myself and maybe
mm-hmm.
have a recording of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Record it. Wonderful. And you need to listen to anything more? Yes. Something else.
I would love to manifest a little cottage on a lake in a cool place. It is in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can escape to in the summer and just mm-hmm. enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something else?
Something else. Well, another dream that I've had for a long time as I get a little older is to create a community of like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Not the old communes of the 60s where everyone's on top of everyone, but everyone having their own place, but then a central gathering place
mm-hmm.
where we can come together and share meals and share...
Yeah.
Okay. Holidays.
Good. All right. So, something else. Is it fine for me to just make a suggestion here?
Yes.
Yeah. So wonderful. I haven't heard anything about your work.
Well, I'm pretty satisfied with my work in terms of teaching. I would love to expand.
So what's your dream? So let's just check. She needs, artist also needs to have some dream in terms of her work. What's your dream for your work in the next 5 years? What do you want to see in the next 5 years?
I want to see wonderful expansion. So the classes are large, 100, 200 people to a class with many people there to help and support them, so the training stays very personal yet expansive. I would love to see your book become a bestseller. I would love to see more media attention to this work. Love to see us all going around the world talking about it, presenting at conferences, and sharing the excitement of what we know works with other people.
Wonderful. You need to listen to them. Okay, you've got your dreams.
Good.
Had to name them all. I'm just writing this down. Of what we know works. Terrific. All right. All of these dreams are priorities. They're all priorities.
Wow.
Yeah, you need the hold on lot. And in the next 5 years. All right, so general muscle check is needed. Yes, so we're checking your general field here. And just for people who are new, I'm muscle checking what artist needs. And again, as you read Quantum Change Made Easy, you'll really understand what the muscle checking is, how we can access the field of energy and find out exactly what each person needs in their session. So artists, we're going to now check you for resonance with this, and we know, of course, that you won't resonate with it, otherwise you'd already have all your dreams. So say, in the next 5 years...
In the next 5 years...
I achieve my dream...
I achieve my dreams.
Of writing a wonderful, heart-wrenching book...
Of writing a wonderful, heart-wrenching book...
That is made into a film...
It's made into a film.
Of having a wonderful, intimate relationship...
Of having a wonderful, intimate relationship...
With a wonderful partner...
With a wonderful partner...
Of taking lessons in singing...
Taking lessons in singing...
And recording it...
And recording it...
Manifesting a cottage on a
lake... Manifesting a cottage on a lake...
Creating a community of like-minded people...
Creating a community of like-minded people...
And having resonance repatterning classes...
And having resonance repatterning classes...
That have 1 to 200 people in them...
Have 1 to 200 people in them...
And Quantum Change Made Easy is a bestseller...
Quantum Change Made Easy is a bestseller.
And Resonance Repatterning receives media attention.
Resonance Repatterning receives media attention.
And we share the excitement of what we know works.
And we share the excitement of what we know works.
And you're off. Okay, at the moment. All right, so artists, we're going to be taking a short break here, and then we'll come back and continue with your session.
Sounds good.
So just stay on the air.
Then why do you think that it's so hard? It's not about getting to one point.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. The rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good, and to continue. And thank you, Jesse and Laura, for calling in for this session, and I'm sorry we can't take you this time. But just to remind you, both of you, plus anybody else, remember you can proxy into Artis's session, whether you're listening live or listening to one of the archives. You just, this session is meaningful for you, just say, yes, I want to proxy into whatever is beneficial for me. All right, Artis, are you there?
I'm here.
Lovely. All right, so now, of course, we're going to have you envision your dream. Remember Schwarzenegger saying you must be able to see your dream and see that you can do it. So close your eyes, Artis, and see your dream in detail as though it's already realized.
Okay.
General muscle check is needed, and I'm just going to be checking you for seeing it, and that, at the moment, again, is off. You don't resonate with that. And Artis, if you achieved your dream of this wonderful book and intimate relationship and your singing and living in a community and your classes have 100 to 200 people in them, how would you feel?
Fulfilled.
I feel fulfilled. You need to list anything more? No. And it's a general muscle check. Yes. Say, I feel fulfilled.
I feel fulfilled.
And again, not resonating with that at this time. And what inner strength or quality would help you most on the way to achieving your dream?
Perseverance.
Perseverance. Need to list anything more? No. So say, I persevere.
I persevere.
And off the persevering, don't resonate with that at this time. And what negative thoughts or projections do you have in terms of writing your book and having this relationship and having the cottage and these great classes and singing? What negative thoughts come up for you?
Well, the first phrase that came into my mind was, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by, it's so much effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of it makes me tired.
And I feel tired thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel tired thinking about it.
And overwhelmed.
Yeah, bad and overwhelmed. Yes, not even to talk about the doing of it.
Right.
Just the thinking of it.
Yes.
That's right. And all of these are priorities here. Yes, they are. General muscle check. Say, I can't.
I can't.
And that's on to that. It's so much effort.
It's so much effort.
I feel tired and overwhelmed even thinking about it.
I feel tired and overwhelmed even thinking.
And you're on for all of that. Yeah, so, of course, there's just no energy to go into action.
Right.
Yeah. What positive thoughts or projections do you need to have?
This will energize me.
Okay, so what, doing it energizes me?
Doing these things energizes me.
Doing all these things of my dream energizes me. Yeah. Yeah, that's very basic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That people, no matter how difficult their dream is, they're energized by it. It brings them so much joy.
Exactly. The moment when you're so focused and involved that time disappears.
Yeah.
And you're just in the flow of that amazing energy.
Yes, and I'm writing that down. When I'm in the flow of that focus. focused energy. Lovely, lovely. Good. Do you need to list anything more? No. General muscle check. Say, doing all these things in my dream.
Doing all these things that I dream.
Energizes me.
Energizes me.
Time disappears.
Time disappears.
When I'm in the flow.
When I'm in the flow.
That focused energy.
That focused energy.
All right. Off for the moment, but we need to get you.
It, even though I don't resonate with
yeah. But once, it's going to be wonderful getting you resonating with that. Now, we're going to identify the life need your dreams motivates you to fulfill and live. So there's some need here, and let's find out what it is. And it's the need for security and survival. No physical needs for health and energy. Nope, that one. It's the need to achieve your best, go beyond your limits, and manifest your potential. Not that one either. The need for love and respect in relationship. Nope, not even that one. All right, it's the need for meaning, purpose, love, and happiness from within yourself. Yes, that's the one. So we're going to find out which of the 20 needs is what you're seeking for fulfillment in. And you need 1 through 10, yes, 1 through 5, yes, 1, 2, 3. Aha, and it's the first part here. No, interestingly enough, general muscle check, say, I see the divine.
I see the divine.
In every aspect of the creation.
In every aspect of the creation.
And that one is off for you at the moment. Does that one surprise you that that came up?
No.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. I've just been in a very spiritually focused time of my life.
Yeah.
Thinking that, you know, everything that I have, all the gifts that I have, are really not mine.
Uh-huh.
You know? They come from God. They come to me.
Yes.
And by not doing it, I'm not living my spiritual purpose. Right?
Okay.
Oh, no, it doesn't surprise me.
So that's fascinating. So you doing all of these things in your dream is about living that purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, cause really seeing the divine in every part of creation is what gets fulfilled for you by doing your dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
So by not doing them, then I'm not fulfilling that.
Yes, and you're frustrated. You're not going to be able to see the divine in every single aspect of the creation.
Exactly.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah. So, artist, what early experience did you have when you doubted yourself?
Well, I was very athletic as a child, so if I competed in some fashion with gymnastics or something like that and I didn't win, I would feel that let down. And I kind of got that from my father. His expectations were that I was the best, and therefore, why didn't I get it? You know, why wasn't I first?
So the message then is, when I don't win, I'm not the best?
If I can't win, I don't even want to do it. If I can't be the best, I don't even want to try.
Okay, yes, so I'm really...
If there's any doubt, then I hold back.
Yeah, okay. All right, say, general muscle check, when I can't win...
When I can't win.
I don't want to try.
I don't want to try.
Yeah, that's on with that one. If there's any doubt...
If there's any doubt...
About winning.
About winning.
I hold back.
I hold back.
Yes.
So then it's my choice not to win.
Yeah.
Because I withdraw my energy.
Yes.
So then the outcome is not anything I'm invested in.
Mm.
But if I put my energy into it and don't win, then I'm invested.
Yeah.
Then I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
So I don't even go there.
Yeah, so you can see why you haven't achieved any of your dreams.
Right.
You're not in the arena, artist.
I know.
You've got all these fabulous gifts. Time to get you in the arena.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and what negative feeling came up for you in that earlier experience?
Despair.
Kind
of despair and hopelessness.
Yeah. And general muscle checks. Hey, I feel despair.
I feel despair.
And hopeless.
And hopeless.
Yeah. And the negative belief about yourself?
Well, the very basic one, I'm not good enough. Or I'm not enough.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be better. I'm not enough.
And you can really see that from the father's message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like those Jamaicans just going for it. It's like they didn't care about winning or losing. It was just like going for it. But mm-hmm. you didn't get that message from your father. And the father is the one who passes on the values.
Right.
It was like win or nothing kind of thing. Yes, so general muscle checks say, I'm not enough.
I'm not enough.
Yep, and that is on.
Now that message was, you're all in or you're all out.
Oh,
that's what I keep. You're all in or you're all out.
And checking for that one, you are on for that. You're all in or you're all out. Yes, very black and white, isn't it? Gosh. So, Artis, what do you want instead of that memory frequency? It's all in your mind, and you can create a new frequency and activate a new brain nerve pathway. So instead of that memory, what?
I enjoy challenge.
I enjoy.
It inspires me and transforms me.
Mm.
And the journey. The journey is what matters.
The journey inspires me and transforms me. Yeah, and the journey is what matters. Good. All right, I've got it all down here. Lovely. Need to listen more? No, general muscle check. I enjoy the challenge.
I enjoy the challenge.
The journey inspires me and it transforms me.
The journey inspires me and transforms
me. And the journey is what matters.
The journey is what matters.
And you are on for that, so checking it umbilically, you are umbilically off, which means you have zero energy for that wonderful new memory image. All right, and I'm going to check on the non-coherent belief that stops you from living your dream, and it's 1 through 5, 6 through 10, 11 through 15, yes, 11, 12, 15. And it's, I waste my energy feeling depressed.
I waste my energy feeling depressed.
Getting angry, feeling afraid, through worry. Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's on for that one, that hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
The coherent belief that will help you live your dreams is 1 through 4, no, 5 through 10, 11 through 15, 16, 17, 18, oh, beautiful. General muscle check, I live my dreams to my last breath.
I live my dreams to my last breath.
You are off for that one. All right, now what 5 actions do you need to take to realize your dream?
Well, I think I use a quote from George Sands about writing.
Right.
You become a writer by sitting down every day and writing.
I sit down every day and write. Good. That's your number one.
Okay.
Even if it's one sentence.
Yes.
The
I put
time,
myself
if you spend
out
a whole
world.
Morning coming up with one sentence, it was a good day.
I put myself out in the world.
Yes, and what's the action for actually putting yourself into the world?
Joining. Joining organizations.
I join organizations, good.
Where I meet more people.
Where I meet people, terrific. Okay, and there are network groups, there are all sorts of groups.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, okay. All right, and Artis, I'm going to have you think of your other 5 actions
okay.
while we take a break.
All right.
Okay.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Whether you're
a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives, not even the dog, come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. We got you there, Artis?
Yes.
All right. And you've got your five actions?
Yes.
Wonderful. Artis, I want to make sure I finish your session while we're on the air. So I'm actually going to, I can go through your five actions with you after the call.
Okay. Yes.
But in the meantime, I'm just going to go straight ahead and muscle check you for them.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a general muscle check. Say, I am 100% committed.
I'm 100% committed.
To my five actions.
My five actions.
And guess what? You don't resonate with that commitment yet, and that's why it's so important to change our resonance, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We have all these ideals, but if we don't resonate, what's the good? We just won't do them.
I just stay in our head.
Yes. All right. And the second one for, this is all on the 100% commitment, general muscle check. Say, I accept the consequences.
I accept the consequences.
Of manifesting my dreams.
Of manifesting my dreams.
And I move into action.
And I move into action.
With patience.
With patience.
Inner strength.
Inner strength.
Integrity.
Integrity.
Perseverance.
Perseverance.
And acceptance of the divine will.
And acceptance of the divine will.
And that one for the moment is not off for resonating. Then the final one here, general muscle check. I go into action.
I go into action.
And leave all outcomes.
And leave all outcomes.
In the hands of the divine.
In the hands of the divine.
And that one is off. And again, you know, the Jamaican team failed. They didn't get their medal. But they won in the way they inspired people. They won.
Yes.
You know, they won because they did it. Not because they actually crossed the finish line and got a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing, isn't it? It's all about letting go.
Yeah.
Yet
surrendering, letting go on the journey.
Yeah, and yet Burt Munro did it, and he did win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something else. Wonderful. So let's find out what modality you need. And I've got specific seven modalities for this particular repatterning.
Okay.
And the one that you need is cranial contact, the six acupuncture points, no toning a note, the control pause, the hemisphere balancing, the alpha brain waves, no. Control pause with creating a space. All right. So you need the one, number seven here, which I'm just finding. All right. Space contains enormous energy. Physicist David Bohm calculated that the energy contained in 1 cubic centimeter of space is more than the energy of all the matter in our known universe. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. So.
We know so little.
Ah, it's incredible, isn't it? So now, what we're going to do is the control pause. So you're going to just breathe, just take a few breaths, just ordinary little breaths, and then breathe out and block both your nostrils and hold the breath out. And while you're holding your breath out, image your dreams and see them as already realized. And you just hold your breath out for whatever is comfortable for you. When you're ready to breathe in, you can just let me know. Anybody else listening, you can also do this modality.
Okay.
Good. All right. And it's very good for you to do that control pause. You'll find yourself actually being able to breathe out and hold your breath out for longer and longer. Up to 60 seconds is the ideal. And as you're holding your breath out, you just hold the image of the dream as being realized. And then you do a few minutes of the Buteyko slow, shallow breathing through your nose. It's just a small in-breath and a slow, relaxed out-breath. And you can just be doing that slow, small in-breath, and then just relax and breathe out. And you can do that, Ardis, as we go through and check all your statements.
Excellent.
Okay? And you need any other modality? No? Once you've done the modality, the system is ready to change its resonance. All right, Ardis, so say, in the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years.
I achieve my dream.
I achieve my dream.
Of writing a wonderful, heart-wrenching
novel. Writing a wonderful, heart-wrenching novel.
Made into a film.
Made into a film.
Having a wonderful, intimate relationship.
A wonderful, intimate relationship.
With a wonderful partner.
With a wonderful partner.
Taking lessons in singing.
Taking lessons in singing.
And recording it.
Recording it.
Manifesting a cottage on a lake.
Manifesting a cottage on a lake.
Creating a community of like-minded people.
Creating a community of like-minded people.
Having resonance repattern, having my resonance repatterning classes.
Having my resonance repatterning classes.
With 1 to 200 people in them.
1 to 200 people in them.
Quantum Change Made Easy is a bestseller.
Quantum Change Made Easy is a bestseller.
And resonance repatterning receives media attention.
Resonance repatterning receives media attention.
And we share the excitement of what we know works.
And we share the excitement of what we know works.
And you are on for it.
No difference saying it.
It is incredible.
Mm.
Close your eyes and see your dream as realized. And you're on for that.
Okay.
I feel fulfilled.
I feel fulfilled.
And you're on. And I persevere.
I persevere.
On for that. I can't.
I can't.
It's so much effort.
It's so much effort.
I feel tired and overwhelmed.
I feel tired, overwhelmed.
Even thinking about it.
Even thinking about it.
And you are off for that, no longer resonating with it. And doing all these things that I dream of.
Doing all these things that I dream of.
Energizes me.
Energizes me.
And time disappears when I'm in the flow.
Time disappears when I'm in the flow.
Of that focused energy.
Of that focused energy.
And you're on for it. And the life need. I see the divine in every aspect of the creation.
I see the divine in every aspect of the creation.
Right. And the earlier experience, when I can't win, I don't want to try.
When I can't win, I don't want to try.
Don't resonate with that. If there's any doubt about winning, I hold back.
If there's any doubt about winning, I hold back.
I withdraw my energy.
I withdraw my energy.
Ooh, good. No longer resonate with that one.
Hey.
I feel despair and hopelessness.
I feel despair and hopelessness.
Good, that's off. I'm not enough.
I'm not enough.
You're all in or you're all out?
I'm all in or all out.
And off with that. The umbilical, I enjoy the challenge.
I enjoy the challenge.
The journey inspires me.
Journey inspires
me. And transforms me.
And transforms me.
The journey is what matters.
Journey is what matters.
Beautiful. Umbilically on for that. And the belief, I waste my energy feeling depressed.
I waste my energy feeling depressed.
Off for that one. I live my dreams to my last breath.
I live my dreams to my last breath.
And you resonate with that. And I am 100% committed.
I am 100% committed.
To my five actions.
To my five actions.
Good. I'm going to talk to you about your five actions later on.
Sure.
And I accept the consequences.
I accept the consequences.
Of manifesting my dreams.
Of manifesting my dreams.
And I move into action.
And I move into action.
With patience.
Patience.
Inner strength.
Inner strength.
Integrity.
Integrity.
Perseverance.
Perseverance.
Acceptance of the divine will.
Acceptance of the divine will.
On for that. I go into action.
I go into action.
And leave all outcomes in the hands of the divine.
And leave all outcomes in the hands of the divine.
That is done. Session
hey.
Is complete.
Thank you, Chloe. That
wonderful.
So good.
Wonderful. Well, Ardis, that is it. Terrific. I'm actually feeling very happy for you.
Thank you.
Because so you can see the power of this work to identify these things that we would never even think of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know that you're not living the size that you could be, and yet it would never cross my mind intellectually all these things that we've identified in
right.
that earlier experience. Because
mm-hmm.
I know your gifts.
Thank
and,
you.
And I know that you're not living them to the level that you could be living them on.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's wonderful, Ardis. Well, welcome to the journey.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you
it.
So much. And I'm so glad that we're all proxied in on this one.
Yeah.
Because we're all, it's all about coming to the journey. And again, that downloading the transcript so that you can use this in your everyday life. And I teach you also how to use it. Come back to this repatterning over and over again for the next 5 years. Okay. So, Ardis, thanks so much.
Thank you, Chloe.
Wonderful.
Take care.
Good. So, wonderful. Remember, if you have any questions you want me to answer, if you're too shy to call in for a session and you want me to include some of your issues, you're always welcome to email me at livingintune@gmail.com. And, of course, we'd love to get your feedback. And next week, I'm going to be talking about your creative self-expression, finding your note. Do you remember when your creative self-expression closed down? Do you want to rediscover that spark of joy in expressing your creative life energy once more? Learn about singing heart cells and the path of least resistance and proxy into a creative self-expression repatterning to help you find your song. And remember, you can download the complete transcript of all these shows, the theme, the repatterning, the modalities, how to use them in your everyday life. You can also link your favorite shows to your website and three simple steps for doing that. And for those who want to study resonance repatterning, all the teacher schedules are on our website. Thank you for joining us at Living in Tune. Have a wonderful week discovering the journey and living your dream every day till your last breath. Thank you. Have a lovely week.
It's not about the highs and lows, it's about the in-between.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best.